Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Hockey Town! That's right, baby! Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park is back. Gov and Greg behind the glass. What a game. This city starving for playoff hockey.
It was so exciting last night. It was so much fun. And if you were at the LCA and you're up already, or you didn't go to bed, I don't know how on a weekday that you didn't, but that was unbelievable. If you were at the LCA last night, I think all of us were texting that it looked like it was unbelievable. All wished we could have been there. If you were there, I want to know what it was like.
We need to get Florida to stick around after one of these updates. He was at the game last night. And yeah. I'm jealous of anybody who was at that game.
But he was at it in the press box, right?
No, I think he had seats.
Oh, he had seats. Yeah. He was actually there.
Yeah, he was as a fan. I mean,
what a jerk. Left here without even, just buried the lead on that one.
Look, he's going to be here all morning. We'll check in with him. Bonkers. You're down 4-1. I kind of felt like they were toast. Don't want to say that too loud. But, John, this team has the second most third period comebacks in the sport. True to form. They're going to go to the final game of the season with a chance to go to the playoffs. It's Lucas Raymond, and I don't want it to be left out. It's Shane Gostisbehere with the ups, the verticality, saving the puck.
Oh, I know, saving that puck, keeping it inside the zone.
6-on-5, he goes up, keeps it, and he was buzzing in that possession, by the way. He had a couple rockets, one off the post. How many posts did they hit? He's tapping the stick on the ice. Come on, give me the back. Give me, come on, I got this. He was buzzing. The team was all out at the end of that hockey game. And it's Lucas Raymond picking a corner and finishing the deal in overtime. John, one win away and a little bit of help from Philadelphia. Come on, Gritty. But here we are. We wake up this morning, 248-539-9797. That was the place to be last night. Little Caesars Arena, Red Wings hockey.
It had to be a playoff atmosphere. Obviously not in the playoffs, but this is win and survive. And still hoping, obviously we were all, scoreboard watching finding out what was going on with Boston and Washington. And I mean, come on, the Bruins can't even score a point.
Come on.
Are you kidding me? And so obviously Caps and Flyers tonight, Wings and Canadiens in Montreal.
See, that's how I know John's getting more into hockey. That's a snobby Canadiens.
Well, I know.
The Montreal Canadiens. Not Montreal. Montreal Canadiens. Let's have a toss.
Yeah. Start going French on us.
Did you see? She always done this.
Like Stoney used to say, yeah.
Monica Nataro. She's the woman who does the anthems. I don't know if she's always done this. She started singing some of the Canadian national anthem in French. She was flexing on people last night.
Oh, wow.
That was, hey, I'm putting on a show. I know this is the last home game of the season. This is a big deal. I'm going to throw in a little French into the Canadian national anthem.
A lot of the Canadian anthem singers do that for the Canadian home game. So for the American home team to do that, I think is impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm giving her credit this morning. Scenarios. They're simple. Wings got to win. Caps got to lose. I'm not missing anything else, right? There's other scenarios for Pittsburgh to get in. There's other scenarios for the Flyers to get in.
But let's make it easy. Let's make it easy. Just win and Caps just lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't need to worry about Pittsburgh and the Flyers and what about extra points. And Wings win, Caps lose, Wings in, playoff hockey returns to the Motor City. It's that. Do I wish they controlled their own destiny? You're damn right. It's their own damn fault they don't.
Yep.
And it'd be heartbreaking if they win tonight and don't get in. But they did it to themselves. Wins against Toronto, wins against Montreal, another win against Montreal. They could win their final three hockey games and not get in. It's a very real possibility. We need the Flyers to take care of business as a home favorite tonight. I was looking at the betting markets. The expectation is the Flyers will win. The expectation is the Wings will win. Expectations don't always work. We've seen these stupid percentages bob up and down over the last month.
I know the expectations that Boston, one of the best teams in hockey, would beat the Capitals, who have one of the, you know, at least those in the playoff race right now, the worst, you know, what are they, minus 40
roughly
in goals?
Yeah.
I mean, this at some point, water has to find its level, right? Like, I mean, why can't it be true at this moment? Like, there, Washington is not a good team in regards to putting the puck in the net and stopping another team from doing that. And Detroit, and I don't know that Detroit right now is really that much better, because what we've had to endure over the last six, now almost 7 weeks, but they did show a pulse about a week ago. They've been scratching and clawing, and I ironically say that a week ago because that's when they played Washington, and then they played Pittsburgh. But the tempo has been different, and this weekend, when backs against the wall, they have done everything they can to possibly extend their season. And last night, I didn't get a chance. I was following it, listening to it, and following it. I didn't get a chance to actually turn it on the TV until the Wings had already begun their comeback. It was 4-2. And then I watched the third and obviously overtime. And it was major stress, major anxiety of because of the pace that they started to play with, because they knew if they didn't tie it up in regulation and win in overtime or win in regulation, they were done. And you could see that sense of urgency. Wish we had seen it 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. If they had beaten the Capitals, I hate to do this. If they had beaten the Capitals and nothing else changed, they're in right now.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that
about so many other games. Long season.
But we knew that was
a big spot.
It was. It had come down to that big spot. But this is where you look at that 15 game stretch or the 20 game stretch where they were, you know, what was it, 5-12-3. Mm. Like, if it was just one more game.
6-11-3. Yeah, 2 points.
Yeah.
I mean, again, they had ample opportunities. They do not control their own destiny tonight, but they can win and get in with a Capitals loss. A ticket texter says, can you explain to us why if both win tonight, Detroit with 41 wins and Washington with 40 would get in over us? Gov, I know this is something that drives you crazy. You go ahead and explain it.
The tiebreaker is not most wins. The tiebreaker is regulation wins. I don't know why winning in regulation is more important than just winning the game, but that's the way they've set it up. There is a scenario where the Red Wings could have the seventh most wins in the East and not get in the playoffs, and eight teams make it.
The RW column is what you're looking for. Regulation wins. The Capitals own the tiebreaker, which means despite the fact that the teams have the same points today, if both teams win, the Red Wings would be left out.
And there was a day, I think, when the tiebreaker was just most wins. And when they've kind of just changed a lot of things with the standings, the new divisions, the three teams in each division plus the two wild cards, they kind of revamped a lot of this stuff. That's a topic for another day.
I know.
The point system in the NHL is stupid. Why would you give the lose more and over because you have more overtime losses but less wins, you're getting in a playoff. Okay.
Couple more ticket texts. This one says, I was at the game last night. John, you were asking for this.
Yeah.
Electric. Swing of emotions. Felt like we were playing for something. No one sat in their seat. The final 10 minutes NOT. Unreal.
That came across the TV last night. You can't feel all of the same emotions or get the you know, totality of what it was like. I love using that word now. But that one really started to come across. It felt like it was electric.
Ticket texter says, Cookies is quite the hand talker on Twitch, Mike in Williamston. See, that part of me is not fake Italian. Very, very gesture heavy.
Yes.
Even
yes.
At 6 in the morning.
Yes. Greg beat me. I haven't pulled up Twitch yet, but I am right now, and I'm going to be observing the hand gestures.
You could just, you know, stare.
There's
at me
been a couple right of here. Hand gestures you've sent my way over the... I'm not sure if that's FCC allowed.
Well, there's no rules on Twitch. We're fine.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.